you know, maybe this will help somebody out there. I don't know. I hope so. Every moment is a story of the cross. The flesh versus the spirit. Those under law, those under grace. The red versus the blue. So, a lot of people think it's mind control or Illuminati or somebody chasing them down or whatever. The TV watching them or whatever. It's the same story. Think about it. There's only so many things a person can... There's only so many things that's going to happen. If you're eating, you got an animal being sacrificed. If you're sleeping, it's a typology of death. You wake up to the new creature. You have awake. You sleep. That's a type of death. You eat the breakfast, you're breaking a fast. So it goes back to eating. Chewing the cud, eating. You go to work, you punch a time clock. Punch, pierce. And then you work your 40 hours, which is 40 years in the wilderness. You get your pay check. Check goes back to the cross. Everything that you do is eating, dying, resurrection. You piercing the time clock. You punch the time clock. You pierce. You do your time, your work, your cycle repeat. And then you start it again the next day. Cycle. Cyclic. What is a cycle for? Birthing. What is the birthing? Birthing you into your new state, your new identity. When you look at a fence, you have a post, and then you have a space, and then you have a post, and then you have a space, and then you have a post, then you have a space, and you have a post. A post is upright. You have a space. You have the middle. The joints in your body, there's a bone, and then there's a joint, and there's a bone. The joint represents Christ. The middle man is Jesus, holding it all together from him, through him, and to him. And so, what is eating? Eating is face-to-face fellowship with somebody, right? So, eating represents fellowship. Jesus said, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. What is he talking about? There's only one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the middleman. So in order to fellowship with God, you have to go through Christ. And so when you eat, it points to Jesus. When you sleep and rise up, it points to Jesus and what he did at the cross. And when you talk, it points to Jesus. Conversation is converse. When you walk, it points to Jesus. When you sleep, you eat, you drink, you take a shower, you cleanse, you put the cloth on. Your clothing is the cloth, the clergy. When you work, it points to Jesus. Everything points to Jesus and that fellowship with God through Christ. When you bend your arm, when you bend your finger, there's joints in your body. Everything is a typology of Christ being the middleman, the God-man. And so when you're watching a TV show and you're starting to see the same stuff happening over and over and over and over, you're starting to step outside of time. You're starting to have high-level synchronicity. Why? Synchronicity means together in time. So you're starting to become one with the spirit. Spirit's outside of time. It's oneness. And so as you move towards oneness, away from partial, you move to oneness with God, then everything starts to synchronize. And as it starts to synchronize, you either lose your mind or you figure out what it means. Because you can't, your normal experience in the flesh is nothing is synchronized. But when everything starts to synchronize, you either go crazy or you figure out what it means. And when you break the word into parts, you can see it. S-Y-N means together. Chronos means time, together in time. So you synchronize, it means you're in tune. And so if you're in tune with the Spirit, you're in tune with everything, because Jesus is the middleman, the God-man. He's the joint to join together. And so when you're one with Christ, you're one with everything. And so that's why you start to see synchronicity. Has nothing to do with New Age. It has nothing to do with the witches or the Wiccans. All it has to do with is you're becoming more like Jesus because you're in tune with Jesus. That's all. And so you're in tune with everything. And so everything starts to follow you, but it's not you, it's Christ in you. And that's it. It's really simple.